Okay, und man sieht, wenn man jetzt hier auf Samach Wav, auf Samach Bar, auf Samach Hem und Wetter, die Ehrlichkeit der Schiri, und ich schmatt immer ein anderes Wort, ich kann ja lieben, und ich bin so immer vor Schleimer. Hey, and to the Chatufim, all the Shvuim, Menschen, Matan Shachar, bin ein Nat, last member of the Pets Tank, and Hirsch, bin Beryl Chana, and Rafua Schleimer, for Elissa's mom, for Sarah Chava Bat Feiga. Okay, so we said over here, we saw the Gemara said, Machalo bait, Machalo sadev, amalo lechashiu lemat, lechashiu lasur. So if a guy sells somebody a field or a house and he says, when I've got the money, I want you to give me back my property, that's asur. If the buyer says to the seller, lechashiu lecham maot, achserim lecham, when you've got money, I'm happy to repay you, that's mutar. Right? So the Gemara says, like, it's a man, Tana, who's the Tana? So I'm not going to say, Rabbi Yeshua, the Lord Rabbi is not Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Rabbi Yehuda, Hamar Tzadik Rabbi Muta. We saw already in the previous stuff, right? And we said a couple of times, Rabbi Yehuda said that when it's only a chance, I mean, it's not a guaranteed ribbit, but when it's only a possibility, if one thing comes out of two, it's ribbit, that would be okay. And yeah, it would be one out of two, because yeah, the guy says, when I've got the money, I want it back. Now he might never get the money back. So there's no guarantee he's going to refund his property. The Rabbi Yehuda, it would be okay, it wouldn't be a ribbit. So the fact that we said it's Asur means not Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody got that? Clear, right? So Gemara says, Mashna Reishu, Mashna Seifa. So what's in the Reishu, the Seifa, that in the Reishu we said Asur, the Seifa, we said Mutar. So Amar Rava, we leave out the brackets and Rashalim takes it out. Seifa Damalei Midate. Look at Rashi. Seifa Damalei Midate. I mean, the third very wide line to Rashi. Im Irtzeh, and this is the buyer saying, if I want, I'll give them back to you. You can't take me to Beit Din. In other words, he's saying to the buyer, to the seller, it's at my call, at my discretion, not yours. You've got no right to take me to Beit Din and sue me for it. I will decide my discretion. Right? Hilchach mutar. Therefore, it's a mutar. Why? De'i nami chazar v'kiba ma'otav ad achshav shelo hayata v'chod jumochar. Because at the end of the day, if the seller, if the buyer is returning it, essentially what's he doing? He's just selling it back to the buyer. He can do what he wants with it. It's his. So I can give it back to you for your money. I can send it to Chaim Shmero for money. I don't mind. Aval Reisha, she'ad al korchach, tarichach by the Reisha, there's an obligation. In other words, the buyer, the seller, retains some sort of call option. That's not acceptable, right? Because mi'ikara lav mechiru, that's not called a sale, that's called an option. In other words, if I sell it to you and I get money from you, and at my discretion I can give you back the money and get it back from you, that's not called a sale, that's called a loan. Okay, and then we got a problem afterwards of some sort of ribbit, some sort of, because what's going to happen? The guy who bought it is going to give you the money. He, in the meantime, is benefiting from the fruits of the land. You're then going to give him back his money. He's going to give you back your field. In the meantime, he got the benefits of the land. That's ribbit. Okay? That's really our problem. So on the back of that, the Gemara like, who governed it? Zabin le'aru le'chavrei shlo b'achrei. So the guy who sold the field to his friend, ad achrayut. Okay, in other words, not achrayut. So if it turned out that it wasn't his or was stolen, if it turns out there was a loan on it, turns out that somebody else had a pre-existing loan over it, he can just come and take it back. It's not his problem. The guy takes the land.
You're recording.
I'm recording. I hope I'm recording. Yeah. Right? He can take it back. Right? So he says, yeah, he sells it ad achrayut. And now Chazia da Hava Ka'atziv, he sees that his buyer is a sad guy. He's like, no, you're an unhappy camper. So Amale, Amai Atziv, why are you upset? He says, why? Because he says, what about Itar Fula Minach? What if guys come and chop the land from me? Mm-hmm. Right? So he says to him, don't worry. Magvinelach Shufra Shivcha Upiri. If they chop the land from you back, I will be good. Magvinelach, I'm the guy. Right? Shufra, the best. Look at Rashi, me idit from my best lands, shibcha, right? Even any improvements that you made on the property, the piri, any produce that's grown there, whatever goes with it, don't worry, you're covered by me. So Rav Meimar says there's no value to that statement. Pitume mili ba'almahu. Look at Rashi, ein lo ele divrei tanchumim ba'alma lefatemet libo. All he does was basically trying to make the guy feel good about himself. There's nothing in it. There's no validity to that statement whatsoever. No such thing. Why? Because it wasn't a condition. Know what he says? So, Amar Rav Ashi, Lemeima, time am I? Why not? There's your question, right? Brilliant question, so, right? Time am I? He says, Kevan de Lokeach, by latnuye. V'hacha mocher kamatni. Says, because how do you, when you make a condition, the buyer, right? The buyer is the one supposed to make conditions. Buyer is supposed to stipulate in the land, I will buy this from you on condition that if such and such and such happens, I've got X and X recourse. Here, the buyer bought it without any recourse. And then afterwards, the seller said, don't worry, I will give you recourse. That's not a way you don't buy things. You don't rely on your seller to come to you and make you feel good. Your conditions have to be similar when you buy it. So now that's what Rav Ashi says to Amaymar. Why? So Rav Ashi says to Amaymar, he seems to be saying to Amaymar, Amaymar, is your reason because of that? Right? Is your reason because of that? Because if you're, he said, because if that's your reason, he says, because if that's your reason, Amarta Petumi de Baalmahu. Are you saying that Petume Baalma is just like stum words? And but what about our bright we saw a moment ago? Diktani, the Kesheyulacha Ma'ot Achzilacha Mutar. How come there the buyer said to the seller, you know what? When you've got the money, I'm happy to return you the field. Now there again, here you're telling me that when the buyer, we gotta look at every deal and who's suffering and who's benefiting. Okay? So in this example over here, which we just said now, it's Pitume Ba'alma, who's suffering? Right? The buyer is suffering. Why? Because he's basically buying a lucky packet. He's buying a sucky tough time.
The seller's suffering.
No, why? The seller.
He covers everything.
No. In the contract that was sold, Arachrayut.
Mm.
So who's exposed over here? Just one second.
The buyer.
Who's exposed? The buyer. The seller comes along and says, don't worry, I'll make good for you. But it wasn't really part of the contract. Well, he's straight into the contract. In the contract, it says, Arachrayut. Here, in our case over here, we said, who's suffering, right? The seller's suffering. Why? Because the seller's saying, I mean, the buyer's suffering because the buyer says, the seller sells his field because he's short of money. And now he wants to buy it back, but he can't say, I'm going to buy it back. The seller says, you know what? If you've got money, I'll sell it back to you. So the seller is comforting, giving comfort. The buyer is giving comfort to the seller, correct? In the other case, it's the seller who's giving comfort to the buyer. You see the parallel?
Mm-hmm.
It's a mirror image, right? It's a mirror image. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
In our case over here, Chazal, please. When the guy sells out a chrayut, so the seller sells out a chrayut, the buyer takes upon himself the problem, and the seller gives him comfort. In our case over here now, in the bright which was quoted, the guy who's selling, he's losing his property. Mm-hmm. And it's the buyer who says to him, even though I've got no commitment to give you back your property, but if you've got the money, come to me, I'll be a nice guy, I'll give you back the property. You got the that's a mirror image, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it comes over here. So Rashi says to Ravina, what's the reason? Because it was the buyer came and delokeach bought it, and the buyer should have made it because when he bought it without a chrayut, and then the seller was the one giving him compensation. But if that's the case, look, Amar mepetum avet abu, and but in our bright, the tani the kishulacha ma'otach zilach. There, when the buyer said, "If you got the money, I'll give it back to you," it was mutar. But then again, why is the buyer saying it? The moche who the buyer, the seller should be the one who said, I'm selling it to you on conditions. If I get money, I want to pay it back from you, just like you're telling me over here. And nonetheless, moche lo atli, the seller didn't make the condition. Velokeach kematni, right? And we've amrin and mashna ratio, mashna. We said, what's the ratio and the sefer in those two cases? And we said, I'm a rabbi, sefer, I'm a midate, because the sefer was midate. Who was the date? Right? The seller said, don't worry, I'll give it back to you. Sorry, no, I'm a sefer, I'm a midate, other way around. Amarava Seifa Damale Midate. What was the Seifa? The Seifa was the brighter was like this. The brighter said like this. Machalu Meches Amalu Kshulu Echzali Asu. The Kshulu Chama, when you got the money, I give it to his mutar. And there, the Kshulu Chama, the buyer said to the seller, when you've got it, so it was the buyer was taking it and said, what? Tame Amale Midate. So, ha, lo Amale Midate. If the buyer hadn't volunteered it, so then, then we wouldn't have said, in other words, if it wasn't the buyer, if it hadn't said it, if the seller had said it, says, ha, lo amalei mitak. Look at Rashi. Let's understand this over here. Ha lo amalei mitak. Look at the second half, Rashi. Ha lo amalei mitak asur. If he hadn't said it mitak, alma al korche mekayem tnai. In other words, if the seller had put it into the conditions, it wouldn't be a condition. Because I would agree, we said we'd like ribbit and the deal would be undone. It wouldn't be a fair deal because then there would be ribbit. Because if I force you to give me back the field, whereas if the buyer hadn't conceded to do it, if the seller had stuck it into the contract, then it would have been an unenforceable deal because it would have been ribbit involved because it would have said, I'm sending you my field on condition that when I've got money, I'm buying it back from you. And then you basically eating the fruits. I'm going to buy it back from you at the same price. And you got the benefits of the fruits. In the meantime, that was ribbit for the loan that you gave me. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, we wouldn't have said that. So how come over here you're allowing it? So I'm a lay. Hadarava, the case of Rava. That was the previous law. Rava said, midata. What was Rava talking about? Nase command, amale midata itmar. So when the seller said, when the buyer said, if you want, I'll be honest with you, I don't understand. Mamish, I don't understand. What he seems to be saying over here is that when the buyer says that it gives you some sort of comfort, so why do we say that? In other words, when we use the term pitume mile ba'almahu, it means it's just stam.
Mm-hmm.
When the buyer says it, and therefore if it's just stam, it's meaningless. When the buyer says it, right, even though it's pitume mile ba'alma, the buyer can, if he wants, refund it. Right? And that's why whenever the buyer says it, in other words, whenever it's up to him to decide and not you can't force him to do it, it's a good deal. It's not ribbit. And even if it's pitume ba'alma, it's okay. Right? That's when it's the buyer. When the seller says it, right, when the seller sold out a chrayut, and then the seller says to the buyer, right, if you come in, someone stocks you, I'll compensate you. That's not in the same situation. Because here the buyer could have sold it to anybody. So if he's giving it back to you, he gives it back to you. It's just like he sold to anybody else. But when I sell you and you buy from me, and I say to you that if you get hammered, even though I sold you out of chrayut, I'll compensate you. That's not parallel because when I buy something from you, it's mine. I can do what I want. I can send it to him. I can give it to him or I can send it back to you. I'm exercising my right as an owner. So there's no fictitious elements coming into play here. When I'm selling you something and I say to you, it's out of chrayut. And then I say to you, but don't worry, if you get hit, then I will compensate you. It seems like there's a possibility here that I'm really just using your money for a period of time, and that creates some sort of ribbit in the background, because why would a guy sell them out of chrayut? I'm giving my explanation now, because he knows there's a good chance he's going to get taken away. So he knows that as long as the guy's buying from him, he's going to in the end have to give back that money. So really it's like a type of a loan for a limited amount of time, and he's getting the benefit of the money over here by compensating him back. He's going to be paying him a type of a ribbit on the use of his money. And that's the only way that I can understand it.
There's a Tosfot here that says that
that's coming up. That's coming up. That's not yet. Look here. So Amar. But look. Ha lo midate lo amina putu b'alba. Amar enasi lindu midate. Ahu shachim mera. We're going to see a machloket coming up. The Tosfot Avia, someone mentioned the Tosfot Avia. This Tosfot is saying something else. This Atsugi is saying that the guy had already done the deal, and then after he saw that the guy was feeling bad, and he said, ach, don't worry, I'll compensate you. And that was Petuma Alma. Tosfot saying, if from the outset, before he had said that, he said it, I'm selling it to you and I'll give you compensation, that's tantamount to selling with Achrayut. Look what Tosfot says, the guy wouldn't buy without Achrayut. We saw machloket in the previous prakim, where if a person never, in Baba Kama we saw this, if a person never wrote achrayut into a contract, where a machloket amoraim and machloket tanaim, is achrayut a ta'ut sofer? In other words, can we automatically assume that every sale of land has achrayut. If it's not written to the contract, it's a mistake, and it's meant to be there. So Tosfot says over here, and the nafkamina of this whole story over here is the nafkamina leman dam achrayut lav talzof. The Sadeh says it's not a talzof for him. Or the sharp nai mechem besamuch marish and itratzev a gamer bedato bepiv legarish blot nai. See, they say, or compared to what's coming up later on. So let's wait. In a few lines, we're going to see now the Gemara is going to add some spins onto this sort of this. I think it'll come a little bit clearer. But I don't think that Tosfos is really helping us understand what Rava means when he says that it's keilu bedato. Like what's that? Who's shachiv meshchimer? The guy lying on his deathbed, the katav that gitted the vitri right to get to his wife. Now he gave her a get. Why? Rashi Shlot is Akele Yibum. She won't have to have Yibum. He never wrote there Al Tnai Imeti, like a Shchiva Shorniyad. If I die, then you're divorced. And if he doesn't die, then you're not divorced. Here he wrote to her again without any conditions. In other words, from that moment on, the woman's a divorced woman. She can marry whoever she wants. So now Angid Vetnach, his son, he started having all regrets. Amra, so she saw that he was upset. She said to him, "Don't worry, my love. Amai Kemit Nachat. What are you sighing for? What are you going to be upset about? If you survive, Didach Ana, I'll stay with you. I'm not going anywhere." Now, firstly, I'm not sure you can even do that. Well, your husband gave you a get. He gave you a get. You're divorced. But you can decide to ignore a get. Look at Gemara, it says, Amar Svid, Tumemi Leba Almu. This is just dumb. It means nothing. She's making him feel good, but in reality, she's a divorced woman. So, Amar Lei Rav Acha Midifter Ravina. Ve'i Lav Pitumemi Le Mai. She says, even if it was a Pitumemi Le, so what? But did a Kaimel Le Mishtei Tnai, but get a she can stick a Tnai in a get? But did I come and mishtei tnai? He can put a tnai in a get. Woman doesn't make a tnai in a get. Woman gets a get. Al korcha. There's not conditions to a get. That's not called kritut if they're conditions. We all learn masach getin. It has to be a get that's correct. Right? So Maor says, what's a chidush over here? Who gufei adate didak gamir v'yayev gitakem? We might have thought that when he gave her the get, according to those conditions, that she wouldn't divorce him if she was alive, if he lived. Kamashma, no, makes no difference. The proper kayam get. Okay, so that's another bit of a spin over here on these ideas of compassionate behavior. Hilvahu al sadeh. Now we saw in the Mishnah, they lent him money, right? Hilvahu al sadehu.
You can't say
that. Look at the Amarlo, Imatano Teni Mikam Bashlosharim, Aray Sheli. Aray Shelo, Vakahaya Bajus Benzunim. He says that Amar Imatano Teni Mikan Bashlosharim, Aray Sheli. If you don't pay me, it's mine. Even though the amount of money owing is less than the value of the property, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Once the 3 years are up, you haven't paid, it's tough. You forfeited it. So Amar Rav Huna says, Bashar, when is this said? Bashat matan ma'ot kana hakol. If at the time of giving the loan they made this condition, good Rashi, hetna al menat ken. If that was the condition of the loan, then if for 3 years you don't kone hakol, this what im lacha matan ma'ot hetna and if after gave the money, the guy gave the money, and then he said a day later, just listen, I want you to know that I gave you that money. I'm telling you now that you don't pay me in 3 years, I'm taking the land away. That wouldn't work. Only if it was a condition of the loan. And if he said later on, he only can acquire up to the value of what the land is, the part of the land of the loan that he gave. But Rav Nachman says, no, Nachman says, what are you talking about? He can say whenever he wants. Right. So now, Avad Rav Nachman, Uv the Gabi Resh Kaluta. Rav Nachman was the son-in-law of Resh Kaluta, by the way. We've seen this before, right? Rav Nachman's father-in-law was Resh Kaluta, and that's why Rav Nachman was a heavyweight. He was like exposed to all laws and he was in courts and he knew what was going on. So Rav Nachman, a case happened in the Resh Galuta's courts, and Rav Nachman Paskin Laki Lakeshmate. And he basically, the guy lent money, and after lent the money, a few weeks later, he said, I want the land, and he took the land back. He took the land. Rav Nachman Paskin he got fame and gave him the land. Kairei Rav Yudha Lashtari. Rav Yudha heard about this, tore up the star. He said, what are you talking about? Rav Nachman, what are you on about? So Amar Resh Galuta, Rabbi Yehuda, Kair L'Shtarcha. Rabbi Resh Galuta tells Rabbi Nachman, my son-in-law, when you know that Rabbi Yehuda came to Beit Din, he heard what you did, tore the star up. So this is ridiculous. So there are two versions over here. So Amar Lei, Dardeke Kare, was it a youngster? A Talmid Rashi said, but bit me, Bechilo Adam Gadolu, but it Gavre Rabbe Kare. It wasn't this time Rabbi Yehuda, it was Rabbi Yehuda that Gadol, so I accepted it. According to that version, Rabbi Nachman accepted the Psak. Chazer Beit Taima, Vekare. right? He saw the reason. Obviously, as Rav Nachman, Rabbi Kare, Rabbi Yehuda was a gadol, and he saw a reason, and he tore it up. That's version number one. He could have another version is Amale, Dardeke de Kare. He says he's just a kid who tore it up. Why? The Kula Alma Lagabe Didi, but Dina Dardeke Ninu. Everybody compared to me when it comes to dinim of these kinds is a child. It was Rav Yehuda. So the first version, he says Rav Yehuda is a gadol. Second Rav Yehuda says Rav Yehuda, but me is a Dardeke. The Gemara says, "Hadar Amar Rav Nachman." Now Rav Nachman says he backed down a bit. He says, "Afilu b'shak matan ma'ot lo kana v'lo klum." Now he went overboard because originally Rav Nachman said that whenever he says it, he bought everything, right? Rav Huna said that he only acquires up to the loan. Rav Nachman now, in spite of, say, seemed to accept the first version of Rav Yehuda, he says if you didn't make condition at the time of the loan, you don't get anything, not even the amount of your loan. You got to give back the property and you can shoot the guy for the money. The girl is a kashya. Etivei Rav and Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman a kashya. Imi atano ten li mikan vad shalosh shanim, arei shelo. Sheli, the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, if you don't give me within 3 years, it's mine. And arei hi shelo. So why did you say he doesn't get anything? Yeah, our Mishnah seems to support actually your original version. Right? Mm-hmm. Correct? So Amar Lei, Ani Omer Asmachta Kanya. Uminyomi Amar Asmachta Lo Kanya. Uleminyomi Kashi Matnitin. He says, you know what? I say that an Asmachta, we've seen before. What's an Asmachta? Like gambling. An Asmachta is not an actual agreement. It's some sort of like a general understanding.
I thought it was a document.
No, Asmachta. No, that's a.
Did someone ask you to send an Asmachta?
Yeah, an asmachta normally means like some. We use in Hebrew like an asmachta, like something to verify what you said, like a verification document. Yeah, but in halacha, asmachta kanya means that sort of like an implicit understanding. How do they translate it in English? Then asmachta, by the way. What do they say? Asmachta. Use asmachta. Asmachta means like an implicit. Has anybody got a Steinzelt? Yeah, or a Kore. Let's see how the Korin. What? Now what daf are we on now? Let's just quickly look up over here. I feel like I'm not talking. It says over here. It says Asmachta. I'm not going to say. You said that a transaction with inconclusive consent. Inconclusive consent. So that's in other words, it's not a proper agreement, right? It's some sort of like he says I used to say asmachta kanya, and therefore there wasn't like proper consent. Look at Rashi. I knew I'm asmachta kanya. I used to say kana called asmachta kanya. Why? Because I'm talking about minyumi. Chaluk alai says Rashi. Minyumi argued with me. Vechzirani midvaran. I backtracked. Accept what minyumi says. Right, v'ha asmachti. In this case, I've had an asmachta. It's a half. Look, Rashi says here haftacha ba'alma. I'll just have a promise. There was not an agreement. Lismoch al dvarav. Let's trust me. Shim lo yimalei dvarav, yiten lo shavim matayim v'mani. If you don't give away, I'll pay you this and this and this. Right? That's like trying to encourage the guy to believe you, right? To make it look like you could bring credibility to the game. And Minyumi is argued with my Mishnah. So you're right, there's the Mishnah, but I'll go with Minyumi. Minyumi argues with the Mishnah. So Gemara says, but another possibility is Matit Rabbi Yossi. So another person, Rabbi Yossi, he Amar Asmachta Kanya. Maybe our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi already says Asmachta Kanya, and that's why it's a kashya. And we say Asmachta Lo Kanya. Another possibility is the Amalek Kani Mi Achshav, that the Mishnah is speaking about the Kani Mi Achshav. We saw in the daf yesterday's daf when a guy says Kani Mi Achshav, it's a different story altogether, right? So if he says you acquire it from now, if you don't pay me the money, not that when you don't pay the money, I acquire it then. I acquire it from now, right? So now, if you look at Rashi, Mach im lo yiten lacha, right? Mikan va'ad l'shalosh shanim, that's no longer an asmachta. That's a kinyan gamur. That's no longer an asmachta, because they're saying to me, if you don't pay me, from day one it's yours. And asmachta means, listen, I'm going to pay you back. If I don't pay you, it's yours. Well, who's really says it? I'm going to pay you. People say to the guys, and from today it's yours, you already start acting like a balabai. Now we get into the question we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, is who ate the fruit in the meantime, right? So we saw machloket there between them, and I think Chachamim, and who was it? And so one of them says you give it to a shalish, and one of them says that you can eat it. And Rabbi Yehuda would say it's only tzad echad ribich, remember? Because you might pay, you might not pay. So that would be the sugya around that. So now Amalei Maria Nuka Umar Kashisha B'nei Drav Chitzer of Ashi. We saw this Gemara in Baba Kama, I think it was. Well, we saw this before, that Marianuka and Markashisha are both sons of B'nai Rav Chizda. They were the same name. There's a Rashi over here from Ketubot, where it says, Shnei Banu Yudu Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda had two sons, V'shem B'nai Him Shem, they had the same names. And the Shagadol Korin Lo Markashisha, V'letzeri Korin Lo Marianuka. The one was called Old Man, the one was called Youngster. Right? Youngster and Tani and Shorty, or Shorty and Tally, or whatever the case is. So, right? So, senior and junior, yeah. So, my Yanuka, my Kashisha, Bnei Rav Chizda, Rav Ashi, they said Rav Ashi. Hachi, I'm in the Harda, we said Rav Nachman. In the Harda, they quoted Rav Nachman, they said like this. Haya smachta, if there's this sort of like non-enforceable understanding, bizmanei kanya. If it's within the time of the 3 years, so then it works. Belozmanei, look at Rashi, bizmanei kanya, he gives man, the 3 years are up, so Rashi's a little bit differently. At the end of the 3 years, if he right, then it would he'd acquire it. Below's money, before the time is up, lo kanya, he wouldn't acquire it. So he says, I understand. He says, I'm like, call me to this money, kanya, below's money, lo kanya. What do you know, man? What's the chiddush of you? Nothing. Why would you think you would acquire it during the 3 years? The 3 years aren't up. He's like, are you the money yet? What's going on over here? He says, maybe what you meant to say, right? This is Rav Ashi saying to them, Dil mahachi ka amrit. This is what you wanted to say. If they found the guy, if he found his creditor, his debtor, sorry, if he found the borrower, during the time of the 3 years, and he said, you know, buy it. Then Kani already had no intention of actually paying up. And he said, take it. If the 3 years were up and he'd be running around trying to find the guy, right? And now he finds him. And he's Va'amalei Kani. So then, Lo Kani, it's not a done deal. My time, huh? Mahmat Kisufu to come. He just said it because he was embarrassed. Why did Zaka, it's yours? Because he was embarrassed. He couldn't pay him. So he didn't really mean it. He didn't have any intention of giving it to you. If 2 years into the 3 years, he said, you know, buy it. The guy's got no intention of paying you. That's one be one thing. Or even on the day. But if 3-4 months later, he's just embarrassed. He hasn't paid you. Right?
Well, he gives the buyer power to pull out depending on what happens to the value of the property.
Well, the buyer, the assumption over here is that the loan is much. The assumption over here is that the property is worth much more than the loan. Okay, we said that, right? Kisuvu to kamale velo. That's not the case. He says, the Gemara says not the case. The afilu begos manam. Even if it's during the time, it's not a kinyan. So why did he say to you, buy me? V'hadu kamale kani. Because if I tell you now, buy it from me, that you're really going to understand that I don't really want to say to you. When the time comes, you're going to leave me alone because you're not going to have the money to pay you back. Look at Rashi. It says, lo leiti li tredan ulitchia ba'am mishum kisufen. Because he's embarrassed, just like sort of a doche, like, okay, have it, it's yours. But there's no way the guy's going to let you have his property in such a hurry. That's basically what he's saying. So our Papa says, hi, Asmachta. Zimnin kani, Zimnin kani. Rav Papa says, not so pashut. He says, sometimes an asmachta would kone, sometimes a wooden kone. And he says that it would depend how the guy is. Let's look at some sort of, circumstantial evidence over here. He says, ashkechei chashati shakra, kani, look at Rashi. Bechanut, it says, ashkechei, you found him, b'yom hazman, on the day of repayment. On the day of repayment, you find the guy, where is he? Open the door. Yeah, where's the guy? He says, in the bottle shop, in the bar. The Shadia Shikra Bechanut. And he says, go having a drink. He's not unhappy. He's a happy guy. Right? Ainze Etzev. Lachzoracha Pidjon says, he's not really trying to find money to buy back the field. Vedatu Leshakai. He's not the guy and just relax. So therefore, it's clear he's happy for you to take it over. On the other hand, the Kemahape Chazuze. You see the guy running around trying to find money. And you see he's going from moneylender to moneylender, from friend to friend, trying to borrow some money and mortgage his stuff and sell his car. It's clear as one doesn't want you to buy that. So Amar Rav Achim to Ravina, Rav Achim said to Rav Achim, what are you talking about? Dilme lith kuchei pachtei kishatei. Now this is why the guy's in the bar drinking, not because he's happy, because he's trying to wallow in his sadness. drink himself to stupor because he's so miserable. Drown his sorrows. Inami, maybe in a shachrina samcha zuzeh. Maybe he's really tied up alone with somebody else. He's relaxed because, you know, he's got the money from somebody else to cover it. So he's not worried. And I remember, therefore, Avina said, "I kapid bedmei vaday kani." He said, "What do you mean, I kapid bedmei? Im makpid b'mechirat chefetzav, don't livchot mishovyan." He said, "No, no, I'll tell you how you can tell. If the guy's got other assets, but he's not willing to take a knock, and he's insisting on the full value of those assets, he's got no intention of paying you back, and therefore you can take it." So why not? Why? Deal me savar. Maybe the real reason the guy's holding out is because if he starts acting like a poor guy, desperate, then the loan sharks and all the other sharks will come in and take him to the cleaners. He's got to conduct himself in a certain level of self-respect. Otherwise, suddenly his whole portfolio will go down the tubes, if guys know. And that's reality. If guys know you're desperate, then guys go after you. And Amar Rav Papa, Rav says, "I kapid." So how can we tell, really? Because remember, Rav Papa said that sometimes it's asmachta kanya, sometimes not kanya. He says, "Amar Rav Papa, I kapid ba'ara vadai kani." If he's makpid, look at Rashi, "Shelo yimkor shum karka." If guys offer him the price that he wants, he says, "I'm not selling," then you know this guy's got no intent of paying you back because he's not interested in selling anything. It's yours. Another concept here. Amar Papa Afal Gav the Amur Rabbanan Asmachta Lo Kanya. Even the Chachamim says a rule that Asmachta Lo Kanya. Right? Aputiki Havel Migvamine. It might that Asmachta, when the guy does like an unenforceable agreement with you, right? It might not enable you to take away his property and create a kinyan, but it certainly creates an apotiki. Remember, an apotiki is that on that particular land serves as a guarantee to get your money from. So you can force him to sell the land to cover your debt. You might be able to take the land away from him at a discounted price. They say your loan's only 50% of the value. But you could certainly force him to sell the land to pay back the 50. So Amar Rav Huna Barei Rav Natan Rav Papa. He says, "Where do you get this from? Me Kamalei Kani Leguvaina? Did the guy ever tell you that this land is an apotiki? That you can claim of this land?" So Amari said, "Marzutra Brei Rav Mari Leravina." So Rav Marzutra says to Ravina, "V'i Amar Kani." Let's say this is like a follow-up question. Because Rav Huna Brei Rav Makla says to Rav Papa, "Who said that he ever told you that?" And then Rav Marzutra said to Rav Zutra, of the son of Rav Mari, said to Ravina, on a follow-up question, and let's say that he did say that. "V'i Amar Kani Lemigvamina." Kani? Will that really still work? Sof, asmachta. At the end of the day, it's an asmachta. And we said asmachta lo kanya. So why should even asmachta lo kanya? Why do you think an asmachta creates an apotiki? Where do you get all this from? Vasmachta lo kanya. So it says, "Ela, therefore, apotiki de kamar of papa mahi." So what did Rav Papa mean when he said this apotiki? Right? That the Gemara said, "Ela, apotiki Rav Papa hechidami." Rashi going to start a different version. We said, "Mahi, what is it?" Rashi hechidami. The guy asmachta tiava apotiki. Where do you get this from? He says, "It must be the amalei lo yelecha piron lemizo." The guy said to him at the outset, "So I'm telling you now, I'm lending money from you. I'm borrowing money from you. And the only recourse you have is this land that I'm giving you as a guarantee." So he himself actually created the apotiki when he borrowed the money. Look at Rashi Elim. "Zeh af betoch shalosh shanim," in 3 years. "Im ein ani noten lecha migufa keneged madecha ad shalosh shanim teh kula shelcha." Even though the statement that he said you could have it off 3 years doesn't work, even though it's not an asmacht and he can't con it, he can, the land was dedicated and it can serve as a source for those funds. A guy sold land to a friend with achrayut. Right? So now the buyer says to him, "Listen, mister, I've got achrayut. Now, what's achrayut mean? Achrayut means I'm going to pay you back the money. You bought the land for me for $100,000. If it gets taken away, you're going to pay back $100,000. So I said, I don't want the money. The buyer says to the seller, I don't want my money. Amale, I tarfule minai. If they take the land away from me, it turns out it wasn't your land. Well, in the case that I lose that land, magvit li mi ide idit. I want land from you to replace me, my land, from the best of your best land that you've got. Mi ide de idit, the best of your best." So Amar, so the seller says to him, "Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to agree to that. I'm not going to replenish it for you from the best of my bests. However, why? Because I want those. Right? Ela migvina lach me'idit achein. I will give him other good lands that I've got. Not the best of my best, but from other good lands I will give you. Lesof, and then what happened, unfortunately, you know, you've got to be careful what you say. Tarfumine. Some guy arrived and knocked on the door and said, listen, mister, that's my land. Took it away. So now he comes back to his cellar. He says to his cellar, remember, I told you I wanted the best of the best. You told me the best of the best. You won't give it. You're going to give me the best. Because I want the best now. But in the meantime, Ata Bitka, Russia's over here, came a flood. Shut off Nahar. Shut for Le'idei Idit. And his best of his best land was destroyed. When he came to get from the good lands, not the best of the best, like they had agreed upon, Amarlo, the seller said, no, you can't take from those. Take from my other slightly less lands. Right? He says, his best of the best was destroyed. So now he says to himself like this, I had the best of the best, average lands and bad lands. The best of the best is destroyed. So now, what have I got left? For me, what is the best of the best? What was originally just good lands, correct? Whereas my Ida Idit's gone. My Idit is now for me, Ida Idit. And I want to keep the best lands that I've got. Now all I've got is the second best. So you have to take the third best, the average. Okay, what are you with me? Right, so now... So I mean, so he says, take that. So now, Rav Bar Shav, hold on. Amar Shav Achim Idifti said Shavina. Sorry. Savar Rav Papa Lemeimer. Rav Papa thought that in this situation, if it came to Beit Din, Meidit Amale Va'Kaima. At the end of the day, the guy said, you can take from Idit, and there is Idit. So therefore, he must give him the Idit. So Amar Rav Achim Idif Ravina, but Rav Achim Idif said to Ravina, why is your papa saying that? Velei Melei, let the seller say to the buyer, Ki Amri Lach Ana, when I said to you, Magvina Lach, Tahava Idit Idit Kaima, that's when I had the best of the best. Hashta now, Kaima Le Idit, Bimkom Idit, now all I've got is Idit in place of Idit of the Idit, therefore I'm happy to give you my next tier, best tier of land that I've got. Okay? That's the Machloket over here. And it seems to me, that the halacha is not clear over here of what the halacha is. Anybody see a halacha anywhere? Doesn't seem to be clear what the halacha would be over here. Okay. Hashta kamina idit the makom idit idit rav shav rav bar shava have masik by rav kana zuz. So rav bar shava owed rav kana zuz. So amale ilo pan lach le yom plan. If I don't pay you by this day, gave mi hacham, you can take this wine. I've got a barrel of wine over here. If I don't pay the zuz by this and this day, the wine is yours. Right, look at Rashi. Ki, where was it? Magvit lach. And they agreed on a price of the wine. And in the meantime, the price of the wine went up. So he said, give me a zuz. I'm going to give you a liter for the zuz. In the meantime, a liter became worth two zuz. Okay? Savra Papa. So our Papa wanted to say over here, ki amrina rasmach telo kanya hani mini bara. So now, it seems over here that Rav Shava owed Rav Kahana the Zuz. Rav Kahana never got his Zuz. The wine went up. Rav Kahana wanted his wine. And Rav Shava said, what are you talking about? The wine is double the price. I'll give you half the wine. So now Rav Papa said, what are you talking about? It was an Asmachta. So he said, but didn't Chachamim say Asmachta lo Kanya? You can't enforce the asmachta. Rabbi said, no. When do we say asmachta lo kanya? Hani mini ba'ara de lav lizvune kaime. That's when it comes to land. Because people don't sell land. Land's not for sale. Land you only sell if you're desperate. If you haven't got money. You never sell land if you've got money. Aval chamra, but wine. Kaiman de lizvune kai. Because it's a dummy. Wine is a commodity. It's like money. Therefore, once an asmachta with a commodity would be kone. Okay, I think that's end of over here.
Amale, not just end of the amale.
The same story. Okay, or he wants me to carry on. Amar Rav Huna Barai Rav Shula Rav Papa. Hachi Amar Mishmai De Rabba. This is what I said in front in the Rabba. Rabba said like this. Kol De'i. whenever you got a de'i, if I do or don't do something, any type of conditional statement, lo kani. Makes no difference if it's a land or not land.
That's it.
Okay, let's turn over here. Okay, enough over here.